of learning with books and classroom and pressure. And a lot of people associate that sort of pressure, particularly with learning a language. They might say, oh, I'm no good at languages, and they immediately pressurize themselves. And even more so, perhaps, with the so-called exotic languages. Oh, I had a hard enough time with French. How could I possibly learn Arabic? Leave that preconception aside, that Arabic is in some way more difficult than other languages. Before we start, there are two guidelines to the method that we're going to use. The first rule is carrying on from what I said before about not trying to remember. The responsibility for you remembering, internalizing the language, lies with us, the teachers, and not with you, the students. There's no such thing as a bad student, only a bad teacher. It's our responsibility that you learn. So you don't need to make any effort to mentally review or to memorize. What will happen is that you will gradually, internally absorb the language. You will absorb it to such an extent that you know it rather than making an effort to remember it. And when you know it, you can use it, and what you know, you won't forget. The second important point is that we have two students